إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. Surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His glorious book, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. I swear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He swears by His the Lord, that you will not be believers until you, the Muslims, use Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until they use you, Muhammad, as a judge. Until they use you, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a judge. And that they don't find any straightness in their chest from what you have decided. They don't find any difficulties inside of their souls on what you have decided, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Anything that you have determined, anything that you have decided, they don't find any difficulty, any straightness in their chest. And they submit with a full submission. At one time, brothers and sisters in Islam, in the days of old, Muslim or non-Muslim, if a person gave his word was considered bond. And some of us are familiar with this statement or this phrase. My word is my bond. There used to be a time in days of old when a person's word was his life. There used to be a time in days of old, days gone by, that the integrity of an individual, whether he was a Muslim or a kafir, if he said he was going to do something, or if he said he was not going to do something, or if he was going to meet you at a certain place, that nothing was written down. Just a handshake and the people would leave each other. And his word was his bond. It was a trust. Whether Muslim or kafir, if this person said, I'm going to do this and that, the people accepted it based on the trustworthiness of the individual and them not knowing to be a liar. But now, unfortunately, in the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, among the Muslimun, when a Muslim says something, saying that he has seen something, saying that he has heard something, and we know him to be trustworthy, we know him to be reputable, that Muslim's word is never taken, and it's not taken to be a trustworthy statement. The Muslim now has to follow up of what some scholars say. He has to follow up his statements with silah al-munafiqeen, the weapon of the hypocrites. What is that weapon of the hypocrites that the scholars call the weapon of the hypocrite? Silah al-munafiqeen. Nowadays, the Muslim has to follow up his statement, or he's requested to follow up his or her statement by saying, say wallahi. The weapon of the hypocrite. Why? It's because we know that the person who's known to be a liar has to follow it up with saying, I swear by Allah. His word is no longer good enough. So the Muslim has been compelled to even force himself in front of an individual to say, I swear by Allah, I heard this. Or I swear by Allah, I saw this. Because the breakdown of the ummah has gotten to the point where the Muslim's word is no longer bond. There used to be a time, brothers and sisters in Islam, while the Quran was being revealed, that even the kuffar, had some type of integrity, that when they said something, in many cases it was believed. Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, was confronted by some of the pagan Arabs, people who worshipped the Hubal, people who worshipped Manat, people who worshipped Lat, people who worshipped Uzza, the different names for the idols of their time, people who worshipped the sun and the moon and the stars. They approached Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they taunted him and provoked him and chided him, saying, have you heard what your friend said? He said he left from Mecca and went to Jerusalem in one night. Do you believe that? He asked them, pagans, kafirs, mushrikun, did Muhammad himself say that he did it? Not the word of another Muslim to a Muslim, but the word of a kafir, mushrik, idol-worshipping, paganistic, heathen individual. When he asked them, did Muhammad himself say this? They said, nah. He said, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The messenger of Allah spoke the truth. He took the word of kafirs, kuffar. And for this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, according to this narration, he called Abu Bakr, not Sadiq, not Masduq, but Siddiq, the extremely truthful, and the one that believes in the truth. But unfortunately nowadays, brothers and sisters, the Muslims don't accept the word of another Muslim. So much so, another example, is that Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu wa radahu, when he was also a pagan, a kafir, a mushrik, worshipping idols, went to Herakles, went to Heraclius, and he asked him some questions from the contingency of Muslims that were in front of him. A series of questions to find out if Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was truly a messenger and a prophet. And in the beginning of these questions, Abu Sufyan, when his companions, also pagans, were made by Heraclius to stand behind Abu Sufyan, when he began to ask him the questions, he said, لَوْلَا الْحَيَاءُ مِنْ أَنْ يَأْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ كَذِبًا لَكَذَبْتُ عَنْهُ. He said, if it were not for fear that these individuals would deem me a liar later on, I would have lied on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A pagan. But because of integrity, because of the integrity that pagan, now Muslim, alhamdulillah, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu had in his chest, because of honor and the value of your word and the value of your speech, Abu Sufyan said, لولا الحياء من أن يأثروا علي كذبا لكذبت عنه. If it wasn't for the shame or the fear that they would call me a liar later on, even though Muhammad is becoming successful in Mecca, changing the hearts of individuals, I would have lied on him. But I know I had to speak the truth. A kafir. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, that's not the case today. The Muslim's word is no longer bond. The Muslim's word is no longer valued. The Muslim's word is no longer trustworthy. When in the science of hadith, one of the five conditions for an individual hadith to be sahih is that the person has to be thiqah. The person has to be known as never been a liar. He has to be known as a person who is trustworthy. Whether it is male or female,
whether he is black or whether she is white, whether they are Arab or non-Arab. No one would say, did you belong to this madhab? No one would say, do you belong to this organization? No one would say, do you belong to this sect or this group? Simply because they are Muslim and we have not known them to be a liar. As Muhammad alayhi salatu salam stood on the hill and said to the people, after gathering the paganistic Arabs of that time together, if I were to tell you that there was an army behind this mountain ready to invade you, ready to attack you, would you believe me? All of them said, of course, we've never known you to be a liar. He said, well, I'm telling you that I'm the messenger of Allah and that you will receive salvation if you accept this deen. And then we know the rest of the hadith where his uncle said, Tabbat laka, may you be perished. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. Perish the hands of Abu Lahab, perish he. But the point is, brothers and sisters, is that we have to regain that high status of sublimity, that high status of excellence of rank, and make our words valued in the land, among each other and the kuffar. If you say you're going to do a job, if you say that you're going to do something, and you receive money from individuals, then you should do with all your level best to fulfill your contracts. Make your word valued. Because your word, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a form of dawah. If you say you're going to be there at 7 o'clock, be there at 5 minutes to 7. Be there at 6:45. Because your word is dawah. It's a means to bring people to Islam. It's a means to uplift the ummah. Even if it goes against historical facts. My brother told me this happened. My sister in Islam told me this happened. We have to have husnul dhan. Good thoughts about that individual. We put the best construction on the statement. Even if it goes against historical facts. Even if it goes against scientific facts. Even if it goes against political facts. Even if it goes against whatever you feel inside of yourself. As the hadith of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when the man came to him and had a problem with his abdomen, and the Prophet told him to take honey, and the man came back saying it didn't work, and he told him to take honey, coming back the second time, and he told him it didn't work, and then a third time, and then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him that the honey works and your stomach lies. The honey works and your abdomen lies. And then on the fourth time, the man took the honey, and it worked. We have to believe our brothers and sisters in Islam, regardless of what anyone says, unless that individual is known without probing into the character of that individual, is known to be a chronic, habitual liar. We have to accept them. We have to keep our word, brothers and sisters. On this, we have a very beautiful hadith that's collected by Imam al-Bukhari, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that Ra'a Isa rajulan yasriq, that Isa ibn Maryam saw a man stealing. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to the man, Asaraqta? You stolen? And the man said, Kalla wallahi la ilaha illa hu. No, I swear by Allah, the one whom there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except him. I haven't stolen, implied in the statement. And then Isa said, Amantu billahi wa kazzabtu aynaya. And another narration, آمنت بالله وكذبت أو كذبت نفسي. I swear by Allah, I believe in Allah, my eyes have lied. And the other narration, my soul has lied. The statement of Isa ibn Maryam. He saw a man stealing, and the man said, كلا والله No. After asking him, you've stolen? No, wallahi. I swear by the one that is no God worthy of worship as a deed except him. So Isa says, Amantu billah. I believe in Allah. My eyes have lied. What does this tell you, brothers and sisters? That the word of your brother in Islam, unless you know him to be a liar, you should take his word. Unless you know the sister to be a habitual liar, you should take their word. Even though you see the elephant in front of you. Even though you see the refrigerator standing in front of you and they say it's a Cadillac. Take their word. Why? Because we're trying to bring back the trust of the Muslims. And one of the plagues of not trusting the Muslim is that it causes fitna in the ummah. It causes civil strife in the ummah. It causes distrust in the ummah. It causes sectarianism in the ummah. It causes mazhabism in the ummah. Now I'm on this side and you're on that side simply because you're an Arab, simply because you're this, simply because of that? No. Simply because we don't trust each other. This is the reason, brothers and sisters. And until we regain that integrity that the people of old, even the kuffar, had, the Muslim ummah will continue to disintegrate. The Muslim ummah will continue to disintegrate and to crumble. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this so that Islam and the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salam will not be erased from the face of the planet earth. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد. Brothers and sisters, we have some other examples in the narrations of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of which many of the kuffar, who are scientists and medical doctors and others among their group, have rejected. And unfortunately, the plague of this disease has hit the Muslims. It has hit the Muslims to the point where even the Muslims themselves don't accept the narrations of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This short khutbah, inshallah, is not talking about the point of accepting or rejecting hadith. This khutbah, inshallah, is talking about having trust in what our brother says. But we need to bring these hadiths as an example of how our understanding should be when our brother in Islam or our sister in Islam says something. No matter what science says, no matter what history says, we have to believe our brother unless something else comes to us to tell us that it's something other than what he or she said. There are some examples in the Book of Medicine and the Hadith in Al-Bukhari where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that when a fly falls in your vessel, that you dip the fly, move it around a little, and take it out. Because there's a disease in one wing and the cure in the other wing. The medical scientists and some among the Muslims are not in total agreement on this hadith. But the Messenger of Allah has stated it, and we should believe it. And it has been transmitted to us by trustworthy individuals. Individuals whose veracity is of the utmost highest. They said that the Messenger of Allah has said, we ourselves have not heard the Messenger of Allah say it, but we have it in our hands in the form of hadith, and the form of al-Bukhari, and the form of Muslim. What do we believe? Do we believe in the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, you are not truly believers until you use Muhammad as a judge in your dispute on the things that he decided? Or do we believe Mr. Cronkite, or Mr. Goldberg, or Mr. Fisher, who has a PhD in science? The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said that when a certain type of snake goes in front of a pregnant woman, it can cause miscarriage. Hadithun sahih. Authentic hadith. Do we believe the scientists because they can or cannot, or may not, prove this? Or do we believe the trustworthy narrations of those individuals who have transmitted this hadith to us? Individuals we've never seen,
simply because they were companions of the Messenger of Allah? No. Simply because they were Muslims. And there are many other narrations, but we'd like to bring it home now. On February 10th, 1994, brothers and sisters in Islam, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there was a report, not one, but two reports. One individual whose name was Nabil al-Minshawi, Hafidhullah, whoever the brother is, may Allah protect him. This individual, in a plane 5,000 feet up in the air, with the niyyah looking for the hilal, in the month of Sha'ban, he said, with four individuals with him, that he sighted the crescent. And in the same city, just 10 or 5 minutes after that brother, a brother named Walid, in the same city, in an observatory on a hill, also said he sighted the moon. Two different groups, not one individual, two different groups. One, the former president of a reputable Islamic organization, said that they saw the hilal, reported it to ISNA, reported it to ICNA, reported it to JICNA and BICNA, whoever they may be, saying that they saw it, and they documented it themselves, and they rejected the sighting based on astronomical and scientific quote-unquote facts. May Allah reward those brothers for their intention, they said. This is what they said. A brother in Islam came to you not knowing to be a liar, knowing to be trustworthy, and you're going to tell him because the crescent should be this way and not that way, or should have icing on it, or this color should be, or that color should be, like the Jews did when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to sacrifice a cow. What color should it be? What size should it be? Should it be bikr? Should it be virgin? Should it be untouched? Should it be used? Our brother in Islam said he saw it. Kazzabat nafsi, my soul lied. My eyes lied. Science lied. My brother saw it. Let's begin the fast tomorrow. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this only comes about because of mistrust. It's not because we don't want to accept the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. It's not because we don't want to accept someone in Saudi Arabia because maybe or maybe not they lie sometimes. No, it's because we don't trust each other. And until we trust each other, brothers and sisters, the ummah's going to continue to disintegrate and disintegrate and disintegrate until Allah knows best. And if it were not for the prophecies of Muhammad, there would be no more ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simply because we don't trust each other. We're now compelled to say, Wallahi, I swear by Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, to make our tongues truthful, to make our hearts truthful, to make our eyes truthful, to put our light above us, and beneath us, and to the right of us, and the left of us, and in front of us, and behind us, and all around us, and make us a light. We should ask Allah this, brothers and sisters, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make each other, all of us, all around the world, trust each other so that our words become our bond. So that our words become a thiqa, a statement of trustworthiness. The same as those individuals who came before us. Whether they were Muslim or kafir. I said it. He said it, she said it, that's enough for me. He said it, and that's enough for me. Don't use historical facts, brothers and sisters. Don't use scientific facts, brothers and sisters. Whatever your brother in Islam says, accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal where the lie is on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is Allah's job. This is not your job. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.